Marg Gardiner website. Margardiner. CA Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Independent. No slate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I have lived in Victoria for 20 years, and the region for 10 years before that. What is your occupation, and for how long? My work experience includes regulatory enforcement, food and drug officer and product safety specialist, research administration, university, and coordinator, administrator of projects for Brimer Consultants Limited, family consulting firm. Since 2012, I have served as president, James Bay Neighborhood Association, volunteer. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. I've been a community advocate serving on the James Bay Neighborhood Association board since 2006. My focus has been on planning and enhancing livability by promoting safe walkable streets, resident safety, traffic and modes of transportation, and creating and upgrading parks. I also participated on city committees about environment and infrastructure, climate change, parks and urban forest. Through my participation on the Victoria Community Association Network, serving as vice chair for 3 years, I became acquainted with issues across the city. Prior to moving to Victoria, my community work in Regina and Saanich focused on my children's activities and local church. Why are you running? What's your motivation? During the past 3 tumultuous years, I became worried about my city. I have seen and experienced significant losses, loss of safety, loss of trust, loss of genuine consultation. I have also seen the denigration of those who counter narratives forwarded by mayor and council. As the election neared, and it became known that most current councillors were stepping down and a gap in knowledge would be created, I felt my 15-year experience in land use considerations, including developments, parks, streets and walkways, and environmental impacts, would be an important contribution. What are your top 3 issues? Governance. Governance should be rooted in authentic public participation in policy and decision-making, as provided in the promised, but not used, IAP2 process. The MNP governance report identifies shortfalls in governance. Safety. Council must meet its core responsibilities of safety and protection to all people in Victoria. The city, in partnership with the province, needs to ensure the 5 pillars approach for those unable to care for themselves is used. Prevention, harm reduction, treatment, recovery, enforcement, housing. Housing. Sensible policies, as provided within the official community plan, to increase housing to meet the needs of our diverse population. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Victoria by 2050 will be the core area of a larger city with a land base of 2022's Esquimalt, Victoria, Saanich and Oak Bay. Downtown is vibrant with mixed-use buildings and conference and business facilities. The core, today's Victoria, has sustainable transportation options, renewed higher-density housing where appropriate, particularly near transportation nodes and employment areas, with mixed-use flexible developments taking workplaces gently into traditional neighborhoods. Structures and public spaces respect and enhance the natural environment while addressing climate change impacts and quality of life imperatives. Local gathering places, within walking distance of most residents, provide small village feel. An overlay of new technology will lead us to a more sustainable, resilient, low-carbon community. Microgrids will supply energy using on-site renewable sources. What's one big idea you have for your community? Ward system. City policies and the decision-making processes have been the root of angst and division. The voting clout of special interest groups has created a democratic deficit where access to municipal services and resources no longer align with resident priorities, or sometimes even municipal responsibilities. We need real accountability to the electorate. I propose that we return to some basic democratic principles. Our councillor at large system should be replaced by a ward system where councillors are elected by residents within a defined geographical area. Residents and local businesses would have someone to listen to them. A ward councillor would provide oversight to ensure that city consultation process becomes real, authentic.